Hello, and welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. I'm Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and within the economy within each of us for all things known and unknown in how we respond to financial situations and decisions, and to do so under grace. We open ourselves up to be divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, to be the divine instruments of peace, who we really are. Today, before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God. When you are ready, you will fly. Be patient. When you are ready, you will fly. Be patient. You know, it seems like such a simple message, and yet it asks of us two very special things: to be ready and to be patient. Ready is prepared to act or to be used immediately. It takes a willingness on our part. It also means a willingness to be available to act when called upon immediately. The key word in ready is prepared. Preparing is something we do for ourselves. We make ourselves ready. It's like putting together the parts of a meal. There are various things to be put in place, and there are many ways to do it. You can do it sloppy. You can do it halfway. You can do it really pristine. Whatever it is we're talking about. And in this case, I would share with you, this is a preparing of the heart. Not the physical stuff. This is the spiritual preparation. And yet we may go through many physical experiences, including however we responded to the economic crisis that seemed to really get the world's attention and come to a head in mid-October of 2008. It could be any crisis that you faced that becomes really your messenger, your spiritual teacher, to prepare yourself. And you have a choice to get upset and thrown off by it, which you may initially, and or to learn the lesson of whatever it is that seemed to throw you out of balance. Possibly severely out of balance, your life out of harmony, your spirits out of harmony, your physical being out of harmony, your relationships. It's as if earthquakes had come into your life and shook everything up, pulled things apart, so you no longer recognize them. You only saw the damage and loss. These are things that seem to happen to us, but not for the reasons they appear to be. This is part of the spiritual preparation to make ourselves ready. And how do we do this? We're told to be patient. The word patient ironically means, literally, to suffer. To calmly tolerate the delay, the confusion, because all we want to do is, you know, fulfill our mission. Live a happy, healthy, prosperous life, whatever we think that is. To live life with ease. And we're told when we're ready and to be patient. To be patient, to calmly tolerate the delay, to endure the pain, the trouble, without complaining. So it's really recognizing these earthquakes for what they really are from a spiritual perspective that allows us to approach them with a different level of awareness, to be calm about it and recognize this is not a tragedy. This is a blessing. There is a gift here, and it is our job to find the gift in each of the upsets, to recognize that things are happening not to us, but for us, So a better path, the path that allows us to truly fly and be detached to our earthly possessions, to the things we believe are supposed to happen the way we think they're supposed to happen. It's that thinking, our way or the highway, that gets us into trouble. To move swiftly is to be detached. To know all things happen for our good. To bless the situation and find a blessing in every upset, every earthquake that's ever happened in our life, present or past. To be willing to let go these upsets, these past things. To go through what we will not go through today in talk, the forgiveness process that leads to gratitude. And to truly see from our heart and not our head. And to approach life as if we already were whatever we desire, and let go the desires in the wanting and the wishing and the hoping and talking about this way, it's got to be this way and that way. It will simply leave you wanting, wishing, and hoping. You will simply get more of whatever you focus on. Choose as if. Being ready is as if it is true right now, and acting from that place of knowingness. Truly, as a child goes through life with an absolute curiosity and belief, it is so, there are no limits, everything is possible, and saying yay, yes, inside to everything. When we have mastered this beingness again that we knew and acted from in our youth, we are ready. We are ready to fly again. Allow yourself that space. Catch yourself with love when you misstep and go into upset, possibly rage or anxiety and worry. Come back to knowing all is well. A better opportunity is here. Say yes to the upset and let it go. You will fly. You are ready when you allow yourself, you are willing to truly fly again. We will keep this message in mind as we begin today's meditation. I invite you now to go inside, breathe into your heart center. And as we do today's meditation, allow the child inside of you to come out and play. Approach today's meditation with a light, curious, open heart. Become again the child in the playground, in the sandbox, breathing from this place. Or any place that you recall brings you pure joy. When you are here, the outside world is not important. You are absorbed in this world of joy and happiness, smiling from the inside out. Breathe into this heart of this child, an absolute pure joy. Everything is possible. Life is pure fun. Everything in the world is here for you to have more fun. Everything is here in the world to serve you, to adore you, to acknowledge your incredible beauty, brilliance, love. Breathe into this heart center. This perfect child who you are. Breathe. Breathe. into this perfect moment when you knew without a doubt how loved you were, how loving you are, the perfect child you are, simply being you. You can mess things up, and you are picked up and loved and held and told how adorable you are, how beautiful you are, how wonderful you are. Breathe into your heart center, knowing this truth. Feel that love, that embrace, that adoration. All is well. You are protected. You are safe. You can be exactly who you are. You are a brilliant child of the universe. You are a brilliant child of God. You are gorgeous. You are adorable. You are sweet. You are precious. You are divine. You are delicious. You are pure love. Everyone wants to hold you, admire you, love you. For you radiate pure love in your innocence, in your believing, in your trusting. Breathing into this heart center. Feeling this love, this adoration. Knowing this truth from your heart center. Knowing this truth. And as you are loved, you love back. More and more love is simply exchanged. From inside of you, from the outside of you, back and forth. You are loved. And notice the love starts with you. You beam out the love, and you attract all this love. You beam out this perfect, adorable child who you are. And you attract all this love in so many forms. You are the light. The light shines through you. You don't do anything special. You simply are special. You come from this place of simply being yourself. There's no putting on airs. There's no pretending. You are. Nothing to hide from. Nothing to fit into. You are. Yes, we've gone back in time. But you know this feeling. Hold this feeling. This joy. This love. If the sun shining on you, your world is all lit up from the inside out. You feel this love, this warmth, this joy, this peace, this richness. You don't even necessarily have words for it, but you feel it. You recognize it. And it is love. You start as love. Love beams back at you. You send out more love, and more love beams at you. And this is the way. This is the way to pure peace, harmony, and prosperity. Hold this feeling. Be this feeling. Know this feeling again. cherish this feeling. Live from this feeling. And know all is love. You are loving. You are loved. And whenever you speak, speak from this place. Speak from love. Whenever you think, think from this place. Think with the energy you're feeling right now. All is love. When you feel, feel this energy right now. Feel that joy. Feel this love. Feel from love. And when you act, act from this place. Act with this feeling in your heart and your body. Act from this feeling, your thoughts and your words. Act as you move through the air. And you will be flying like the angel being who you are. You will glide, and you'll fly, and you'll flap your wings, and you'll fly higher and higher with ease and grace. If you're floating through the air, be love. Be the love who you are. Be mouth of love who you are in everything you think, feel, say, and act. And the world will respond with more love. And if by chance it doesn't seem that way, don't get hooked. Be the love who you are. Remember who you are. Bring your true self into every situation. And when things come up that remind you of things from the past, that perhaps did not feel so loving, bless them and thank them. See the love seed in them now. Pluck out that seed. Grow from that seed. Bless that seed. And replant love in your heart again. And come back to this perfect moment. The child playing in the sandbox of your choice. Knowing that the whole world is here for your good. To admire you, to adore you, to raise you up. To love you. Provide for you. Lead you the perfect path for you now under grace. There you go. Know this energy. So when we come back into our physical beingness again, you hold this energy in your heart, in your body, and in your mind. Before you choose to act, respond in any way, come here. Come back to this place. Feel this place. And speak and act. And think and feel from here. And say yes. It is true. I believe. It is done. And then act. And now, dear ones, it's time to come back. To bring this truth. How we prepare ourselves for all that we truly desire, all that we know is meant for us. How we prepare ourselves to be available when we seem to get our calling to fill a mission. Come back now as we started this meditation, breathing into your heart center. Consciously. Beaming up this love light that we felt and saw inside of us. in our mind's eye, beaming it out to our world now, beaming it to anyone in our immediate family, especially those who we seem to have upset with, or they seem to have upset with us. Beam out this love. Perhaps a loved one who's going through troubled times in whatever way it may appear. Send out this love, this glorious love inside of you to anything beyond your immediate family. For we are all one and we're all family. To any area in your world that seems to affect you directly or indirectly, but you have consciousness of, it seems to be affecting, it seems, your financial prosperity. Perhaps it's government leaders. Perhaps it's a banker, insurance company, a friend who you lent money to, who for whatever reason has not made good on their promise. Beam out this love light inside of you on that situation or people now. Hold them in this light, allowing God to transmute the situation under grace now. For obviously, it is bigger than each of us. It's simply our job to stay centered in love, beam out love, the love who we are, on the situation or this people, knowing it is done, thanking Source for resolving the issue under grace now. It is done, and it is done. And then you don't wait and count the minutes. You're patient, knowing is being taken care of. You calmly wait, knowing the situation is being resolved under grace. And when you think of them again or that situation, you reconnect with this love-like feeling inside of you, this perfect moment that you recall from childhood. For all was well, you are loved, you're adored, and everything happens for you, to uplift you, your love. Shine love on this situation. Now, at any moment, when it seems to tug at you again, now, dear ones, it's time to come back. Really feel that love and light inside of you. Thank that perfect moment for being here right now for you again. For every moment in time is one, past, present, future. And we can live from this space, unhindered, no baggage. Pure joy. Live from this place every moment of every day. As you slow down your breathing, come on back up. Rise yourself up. Feel this love and light, pure love energy radiating through every cell and atom of your being. Perhaps bring your hands together in prayer. And bless and thank yourself. All parts of yourself who unite in your heart center. For bringing you back to the key manifesting heaven on earth now. I bless you and thank you. Namaste. Carla, would you like to tongue with us this morning?
Yes, I'd love to do. I love you. Yes, I am all is well.
And so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a glorious day, everyone.